No, they only scare us by saying, you know, they used to have some people call the I don't know, they call them the Zangbeto or something. They used to scare us with those stories. Like, there are people that dress like, how do you call it?
They're like the Sukuyo, maybe. No.
Yeah, they dress quite, you can't see their face or anything. They wear very scary clothing. I don't know, there's a name they call it in English.
Like a zombie.
Yeah, and in those days, the zombies used to come late in the night. So if you do something wrong, what they do is they lock you outside. Everybody goes inside. They leave you outside the compound. And then the zombie comes every evening. So anytime you do something wrong, you are scared, you know, because you're going to be left outside. So that was one of the things that kept people from doing wrong.
Right, so you tell the children, if you misbehave, you're outside.
You're outside tonight. Exactly. Yeah. All right, yeah. So they call them, yeah. They used to call them the Zangbeto. That's the name they used to call. Yeah, Zangbeto. That's the name they used to call them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they usually come every day in the night, you know, to come and like harass or torment, you know, kids that have been very rude or not sticking to instructions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they used to come at night, every night, you know, to every house in that vicinity or that area, you know, to sort of frighten kids for them to behave in a good manner, you know. So this is one of the things that we went through.
Yeah. So do you remember any of the stories? Can you tell us one of the stories about the Zambito?
Yeah, you know, it's like they are, they don't really eat people, by the way. They just scare you. That's what I remember, because it happened to me once. So I remember I was locked outside. Yeah. I was locked out one day because when I came back from like holidays, from school holidays, so I didn't want to like stay home. So I used to go out, play and all that, football and all that. Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to do an assignment at home, which of course I didn't do. So I just absconded and went away and played. So when I came back in the night, I was locked outside and I sort of saw them. You know, I was scared. I scared the hell out of me. They don't really do anything. They only come and scare you. Because when you see them, they really look very scary. It's really late in the night, all the lights are off. And when they are coming, they turn all the lights off in the house. So you can imagine how it looks like when you're young, maybe about 5, 6, 7, you know.
So how do you know they're coming? Is there a special sound?
They used to blow some, you know, whistle or something. Some special, like, you know that horn, the horn of a bull. They used to blow that, you know. And it's a very funny, ominous sound, you know. Yeah, it's kind of scary. So like, you, if you watch the head of Medusa, you see that sound. You've watched the head of Medusa.
No, that
movie. Yeah, you see that sound that the guy who was cursed blows. It's a very scary sound, like ominous sound. So funny, like something is coming. You know, there's something coming. So when you hear that sound, if you are not careful, you can even wee in your pants. Yeah. You know, because it's quite kind of scary, and all the lights are out. Mm. The place is dark. You know, it's kind of serious, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then sometimes they cross you over. You cross in a boat, a river in a boat, and they go and leave you at the other side of the river. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they come back and leave you there the whole night, you know.
So if you're on your own in the whole night, what do you do?
No, you get scared and then you sleep, innit? Because you get scared to the extent that you sleep. But they'll be around, you know. They'll be around watching you. You'll be scared to the extent that you just fall asleep. You know, sometimes you get so frightened that you just pass out and then sleep, you know. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So these are some of the stories. These are some of the things that we went through when we were quite young.